Ethan, stand up, please. Worship.
Good morning, everybody. This week, as I prepare worship, it's been a really cool thing to just prepare some songs that have been on my heart for probably months. One of them is Over a Thousand Times to Say My Great Redeemer's Praise. And as I've been thinking about this, I was thinking of the Welsh Revival and of the big revival that they had in Susie Street in California. And just thinking, wow, what would it have been like to hear all of those people singing in revival over a thousand times to sing my great Redeemer's praise. And when you look at the words of this hymn, it's actually a very old hymn. And so many times we hear hymns and it's like, they just go like that right over us because we've sung and sung and sung them. And they don't really come to mean a whole lot. But when you look at them again with a whole fresh anointing on them, there's something that God does in those songs that really brings them to life. And this morning, I just thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we sounded like a thousand voices singing? That'd be so cool. And there's another song following on after that. Just go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere that Jesus Christ is Lord. When Doug was speaking last week on celebration, there was a thought that came to my mind, and I thought, as I was sitting at the piano here, it was just coming at me to share it this morning. And it's like, you know, when you celebrate something, how do we celebrate something? It's very easy to stand up front and say, well, how do you celebrate something? I'm busy. Oh, I'm all the time busy. How do you actually do that with people in the community? Well, I'll give you a thought here, because when we live out in the hills here, we're busy, and often we don't think of people in town. We don't think of what they might be doing. But there's something that God made on my heart that was a very, very simple thing. And that was like, when you're doing baking or stuff like that, it's like, do a bit extra. And God prompted me at times to go into businesses and celebrate their business and just say, hey, I've been thinking about you this week, been thinking about you for about 3 weeks, and just wanted to bless you with morning tea this morning. And the look on their faces is like, why? And it's like, just because I've just had you on my heart and it's what I wanted to do. And it's a real thing like this, is go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere, that Jesus Christ is Lord. We don't have to shove religion down people's throats, but we can be Jesus to them wherever we go. And as I come in the bus on Fridays or whenever it is that I come, it's like just looking at this whole area, and it changes from the city or the towns right out here to the rural countryside, and it's really different out here, but it's beautiful. And then you go into the city or the towns and it's busy, busy, busy. And they think they're busy and we're just as busy out here. But it's just a whole refreshment for us to sing about our great Redeemer, to have him in our thinking 24/7. It's not just a Sunday thing, but it's a 24/7. So let's stand up and worship this morning. We're going to do them just slightly faster. There's one, Over a Thousand Times to Sing. It's a different tune to what we normally sing. But some of the young people, if they listen to the David Crowder Band, have probably heard a new rendition to this song. And it's one that's probably an old one that you know the tune of, and they've done it a little bit different. We're not going to sing the refrain today that they do, but we are going to sing the song.